Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
New York's embattled Governor Andrew Cuomo announced today that he is resigning to, quote, let government get back to governing.
Kathy Hochul, my lieutenant governor, is smart and competent. This transition must be seamless. We have a lot going on. I'm very worried about the Delta variant, and so should you be. But she can come up to speed quickly, and my resignation will be effective in 14 days.
The news came as the governor appeared to be losing allies. Cuomo still denies wrongdoing, despite a report from the state attorney general that Cuomo sexually harassed 11 women. Ryan Finnerty is a reporter with North Country Public Radio. He's been tracking the latest in Cuomo. Hey, Ryan, so first, what's been the reaction so far to Cuomo's announcement?
Well, Scott, I think stunned is probably not too much of an exaggeration. Cuomo really appeared to be digging in for a protracted legal and political battle. So this announcement caught many people by surprise. The reactions so far have varied from somber acceptance on the part of some Democrats in the state legislature to state Republicans calling the move inevitable and the only path forward for Cuomo. I think most importantly was the reaction of Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul, who said via Twitter just a few minutes ago that she agrees with the decision and is ready to take over the reins of New York state government in 2 weeks.
And so it seemed clear that he had lost sufficient support politically?
Yeah, he had been, the governor had been losing more and more support by the day. And as you mentioned at the top, he stepped down saying that the scandal had become a distraction to good governance, and stepping down was the right thing to do. It is worth noting that he continues to deny wrongdoing, saying that the most serious allegations against him are false and the less severe allegations are simply a misunderstanding of his what he would describe as maybe out-of-date social customs with regard to physical contact and name-calling. It was a strange presentation, though, because the governor spent the first 10 minutes of his announcement making that defense of his behavior and seeking to discredit Attorney General Letitia James' report.
Yeah, listening to it live, it sounded like he was going to say, "So I'm staying."
It really did seem that way. And what people probably didn't see was that his press conference was preceded by a very lengthy one from his legal defense team, going very in-depth on why they felt these allegations were biased or not credible, and why the report couldn't necessarily be taken at face value. So I personally did a double take when I heard him use the word step down, because it did not seem like that's what was coming at all. Andrew Cuomo said his resignation will take effect in 14 days, and then Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul will take over.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the Lieutenant Governor here. What more can you tell us about her, her political vision, her experience?
This is not a name that many people outside of New York State are likely to have ever heard. And in fact, many people in New York State may not be that familiar with the name Kathy Hochul. In contrast to the outgoing governor, Andrew Cuomo, she largely stays out of the spotlight. She's known for traveling around the state, visiting every county every year, and visiting constituents, but not being so much in the public spotlight or in the limelight the way Cuomo was. Before becoming lieutenant governor, Hochul represented Western New York in Congress in the House of Representatives. She's from Buffalo, the city in Western New York, and is more of a centrist or even a conservative Democrat. While holding local office before she went to Congress, she was actually endorsed by the National Rifle Association, and she opposed efforts by a previous New York governor to provide licenses to undocumented immigrants. She's later reversed that position and has since broken with the NRA, but so she is, in her past political life anyway, a little bit more of a conservative Democratic figure. She was also a working mom at one point. She was working on Capitol Hill in Washington for a member of the New York congressional delegation and actually resigned from that job to take care of her young child. Most notably, perhaps, she's now set to become the first woman to serve as the governor of New York State.
Yeah, and just very briefly back on Cuomo, where does this leave the impeachment inquiry in Albany?
The impeachment inquiry is still active. We will have to see what members of the state legislature decide to do. They could decide to pack it up and not pursue things and be content to let the governor walk away, or they could pursue the impeachment inquiry and attempt to bar the governor from holding office in the future in New York State. There is this report that everyone is now familiar with from the state attorney general, but there's also a parallel investigation going on overseen by members of the New York State Assembly Judiciary Committee. That's our equivalent to the House of Representatives in state government. And this investigation is a little bit broader than the one that was conducted by Attorney General Letitia James. It covers several other scandals that have been following Andrew Cuomo for the past several months, including misreporting of pandemic deaths in New York nursing homes and the use of state employees to work on a memoir that he was paid $5 million
for. So it does sound like potentially more political peril coming for the governor. So we have to leave it there. Ryan Finnerty of North Country Public Radio. Ryan, thanks very much.
Sure thing, Scott.